Don't try to whittle and drive at the same time. Extremely dangerous. Chuck Nolan on the jug. Hear it for him. Good to see you. Sarah Holland right here. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's 10 in a row classic rock. Let's do some Mac. How's it going? It looks like Armageddon outside. Man, cats and dogs living together. 76 degrees in the back bay. I almost welcome the thunderstorm. It's not raining yet in the city, but if it can cool it down a little bit. So gross out. Nicole, do your responsibilities include giving me sponge baths at all?
I don't think that's in my job description, I don't know.
The super intern Nicole's here helped me out with the phone. Red Sox got brutalized tonight. Humiliated. Is that enough strong verbs, you think?
No.
No? Murdered? Crucified?
Murdered. Bludgeoned.
Red Sox got bludgeoned tonight over at Fenway. That's the stuff. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock, a lost classic from Pink Floyd. One of These Days, featuring drummer Nick Mason's only lead vocal. It's only one line. That's from 1971's Metal. The cover of that was supposed to be an ear picking up sound waves, but you needed to be smoking the good stuff to see that. Eagles at 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock. And man, it is one of those nights where you need a shower every hour or so to stay cool. People are doing what they need to do. I spoke with Jim and Fifi in Holbrook. They're fanning themselves, eating popsicles. Talked with Linda. She's knocking back a couple of those hard lemonades, driving around with the windows down. A little bit impaired, I guess. 100.7 WZLX, Boston's 10 in a row classic rock, going from a long, cool woman to a pink-eyed man. Tonight's awesome album side from the boys used to all live together on the 1300 block of Comm Ave near a Mexican joint called the Phoenix Room. The boys who passed out rolling papers with their logo on them in an early effort at marketing, and the boys who used to play free shows on the quad at BU. Who else? Aerosmith, Mama Kin, same old song and dance, Walk This Way, and Come Together, all from Pandora's Box. Dirty Laundry. That one goes back to when Don was taking a lot of crap in the press after a teenage girl was found wandering around his property naked and high, and he wrote that song as kind of a response, just spewing venom at the newspapers out there in Los Angeles and around the country. Don loves when you bring that up, by the way, in interviews. I want to talk about Walden Woods! Hey! 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock. That'll hop you up a little bit. Romantics. And what I like about you. It's Eric Holland here. A beautiful night in town. Clear. Low about 60 for tomorrow. Sunny, hot, and humid. The high should hit 93. Right now, a reasonably comfortable 78 outside Fenway Park, where I'm afraid the Red Sox lost tonight. We did get our first taste of that new reliever that they picked up from the Expos, Ugit Urbina. And I'll tell you, it's never been a more exciting time to be an announcer between Ugit Urbina and the Wampanoags trying to open up a casino out in Fall River. I think she's just a misunderstood woman. 100.7 WZLX, Eric Holland here. Nice to see you. You've got 10 in a row going here on the airwaves. Do some Big Brother. Mount Etna is erupting on Sicily. Congress has banned the cloning of humans. The code red worm is slithering towards the White House, and generic Prozac is heading for the stores. But what's up with you? Rolling Stones at 100.7 WZLX, Boston's classic rock. Wild Horses recorded down in Alabama at Muscle Shoals Studios. There was a lot of partying going on there, so Mick and Keith had to retreat to the restroom in order to finish up the chorus when they were writing that. This is Eric Holland. More Stones news. Mick Jagger reportedly dating Elizabeth Hurley, who was the cutie pie in the Austin Powers movie, if I remember right.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Very nice. And The Happiest Days of Our Lives, along with Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2. Roger Waters' Inner Pain be praised. This is Eric Holland. I hate to be the guy who tells you when people die, but it's part of the gig, and I'd rather you hear it from me than from some stranger. Carol O'Connor, best known as Archie Bunker, dead at 76, a heart attack at his Los Angeles area home. And the legendary blues man, John Lee Hooker, also in California, of natural causes. He was 83. A good pal of Van Morrison, has recorded with Santana. Immeasurable influence on rock and roll. John Lee Hooker, R.I.P. We'll do something special for him a little later on tonight at ZLX. Up next, we'll hear a guy who's got an album coming out in the fall called Cutting Heads.